Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabel, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 112 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Once more, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on Here's the Good News right after this. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think is wrong with the Ten Commandments? Because it's pretty obvious that something is wrong with the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments have been banned from your public schools, they're banned from your public institutions, and banned from our national consciousness. Now, instead of these 10 simple, time-tested laws, we now see the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place, and they're teaching these 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in our public schools or public institutions, and we've made them a part of our national consciousness. You know, this is a pretty radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years, wouldn't you think? Now, are you aware that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but she can have your abortion? I mean, she can have an abortion committed, arranged, practiced through that same public school nurse without even your knowledge, much less your consent. That's why I contend that the solution to this moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. You know, our founding fathers practiced and advocated the Ten Commandments. And they even put 22 principles of that law into our federal constitution. And there's still at least one school left in America that teaches this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments, and all 759 statutes, judgments, commandments, and penalties, as well as the 33 benefits for their observance. Now, you know, every law has a penalty. And you don't have to know what that penalty is to suffer from its effects. So if you call this the Mosaic Law, or you call it the Law of God, or you call it the Common Law, or Natural Law, or Karma, or something else, it's automatic. It works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which just happen to be the natural penalties for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order our free general law CD package first. That's the place to start. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, and it's free. You can call and order one right now. The number's 417-273-4967. If you're online, you can go to our website. That's georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Just click on the email when you get there and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Or you can just call us direct. You know, the number is 417-273-4967. Do it right now while you're thinking about it and before you forget. All right, now last time I showed you how to buy a house for $50,000 and lose $90,000 on it over 30 years. That's called your home mortgage. It's the American dream. I want to buy a house for $50,000 and lose $90,000 on it over 30 years. How can I squander $90,000? Buy airplane gas. That's my druthers. I mean, hell, if I'm going to throw $90,000 away, I'd rather burn it up and have a good time while I'm doing it. Chase whores down at Flo's Whorehouse. I mean, hell, can't be worse than buying a house. And yet, this is called the American dream. I don't know what the hell's so dreamy about it, but that's what we've been sold, and that's what we all went out and bought. Now, we go to public school. We learn the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto. Now, our houses are being foreclosed on. Our wages don't keep up with inflation. We're going into hyperinflation. Then we're going into depression. Gas is going to $6 a gallon shortly, and $7, they tell me, by the time it hits $200 a barrel, which they're expecting toward the end of the year. This is 2008, as I speak, about the halfway point. By the end of the year, start of 2009, we ought to have $200 a gallon gas, and even sooner than that, I mean, if we can get work going on Iran, which is just what we Americans need, a third front. We'll show that Hitler with his two-front war. We'll start a third front. God, talk about insanity now. But in this last program in the series, I said, you know, if you don't have a solution to the problem, you don't need to know what the hell the problem is. So let's think about solutions. Now, right away, you're going to say, what I need is more money. No, no, you don't need more money. That's the wrong solution. I mean, hell, that's what they've been telling us over the last 70 years. More, more. We need bigger houses, more money. No, you don't need a bigger house, and then you don't need more money. What you need is money that buys more. God, I wish I could go back to $1.75 an hour with 10-cent ice cream. I was living a lot better. I was living twice as good. But $1.75 and 10-cent ice cream than I am at $17.58 and $2.35 ice cream. So just because your house ran up in value to $500,000 didn't mean you were living more, that you were wealthier. You thought you were. Truth of the matter is, you were getting poorer and poorer with every price rise in your house. Now, what's causing your poverty over here is the crime, the criminal behavior that you're engaged in. You were taught by your government and public schools to commit crimes. You were taught in your public school that free, consensual sexual relations is good for you. That's wrong. That's bad for you. And that's why 25% of Americans between the ages of 12 and 25 now have a sexually transmitted disease. Boys and girls, sexually transmitted diseases are not good for you, in spite of what you've been told by your government and your preachers. Now, you were told that an American dream is a house in the suburbs and that you need a mortgage on this house and that this is good for you. No, it isn't. It's bad for you.
And then now you're losing your houses and you're finding out you're paying the penalty. Sexually transmitted diseases is the penalty that you pay for that free sex. And the loss of your house, the interest that you're paying, the loss in purchasing power, and standing in line to share the shortages of poverty or the penalty that you pay for practicing usury and interest. That's bad for you, boys and girls. All right, now there's another way of life. It's called the Ten Commandments. Now, you don't know how to practice the Ten Commandments. Pretty obvious. If you knew how to practice them, and if you understood it, you'd do it in your own self-interest. And this isn't an altar call, you know, to give your heart to Jesus. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. We don't sell religion here. We sell business. And this is our business school that I'm selling. And the reason that I said the other day that if you're making less than $100,000 a year, you're wasting your time, and that's because some years back now, well, about 10 years ago or more, at least 10 years, the Department of Labor, you know, this is your Department of Labor. If you can't trust your government, who can you trust now? They keep a record of all income groups and social status. And in Hartford, Connecticut, they did a survey. And they went into a neighborhood, you know, one of these zip codes, you know, the zip code where they averaged $100,000. I mean, we're in a neighborhood where the average guy, the average family makes $100,000 a year. Annual net income per year. And the Labor Department reports the following. So I'm going to give you some numbers here. If you got a clean piece of paper out here, you know, get your pen and paper out, put your name at the top of the page and the date, like all good students do. And let me run you through this. I'm going to show you how to make $100,000 a year. Now, I teach a business school, and there's more than I'm going to teach you here in an hour. But, you know, our business school is a five-day school. But I can teach you in 5 days, which you can't learn at the Harvard Business School. I mean, hell, a lot of you people with PhDs and master's degrees and degrees from college over here, hell, you can't make ends meet any better than the truck drivers. As I pointed out to you in the last program, I said, oh, I got doctors coming here. And they're having a hard time making ends meet, too. And that's because nobody is taught and trained how to deal with inflation. Nobody. At any level. Now, there are some inflation people that know how to do this, and I'm going to tell you what it is. See, there's a way to make money. That is, you buy low and sell high. Very simple. No big deal about it. Just buy low, sell high. And we make it on what we call the 2% principle. 2%. We buy it for a dollar, and then we sell it for $2. Can you do that? You go down to the flea market and you buy a pocket knife for a dollar. Then you take it out and you show it off to a bunch of your buddies over there and you sell it to some guy for $2. It's what I call the 2% principle. You just keep doing that over and over and over and you'll make money. Very easy. Now, most of you people don't know how to buy, sell, and trade. You don't know how to do business. You know how to work. You know how to be an employee, a credit debt serf, working for the military industrial complex or something like that, working arithmetically for $17.58 an hour. Now, you know how to do that, and I'm not gonna waste your time. What you don't know how to do is to work geometrically. And that is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. And that's where the money's at. The money isn't in employment. I've said that over and over again. The money isn't in jobs, jobs, jobs. The money is in business. The money is in buying, selling, and trading. And then the question is, well, what are you going to buy, sell, or trade? Well, I don't know what you want to buy, sell, or trade. You got to figure that out. And oftentimes, people come to business school, and, you know, the guy's been a truck driver. He's a doctor. He's a dentist or something like that. I got a guy in here. He's a dentist. I got to tell you the story over here. He's a pretty good guy. He's out making money as a dentist, making lots of money, lots of money. And the guy's got no shortage of money. And what he has a shortage of is working at making money that he keeps himself. Now, he's been making a lot of money and paying it to the government in tax and paying it to his ex-wife and alimony and child support. But making money for himself, now he's a little bit short of. And so he came to business school, and now he's leaving his dentist practice, and he's going to go off into the sunset now, and he's going to go out and start making money. And that's what I wanted to tell you about here today, that I don't care how much money you're making, you're not making enough. Because if you're making $100 an hour, I told you about the doctor making $100 an hour, and the woman ain't making enough. She can't pay her bills. No, I make enough. I can pay all of my bills, and I got money left over. And then I don't give a damn if gasoline's $7 a gallon. I would prefer gasoline at 30 cents a gallon, but, you know, I can't control the price of gas. I can't control the war in Iraq. But I can control the amount of money that I make. No, if I'm not making enough money, then I need to make more money. So when the price of gas goes from $1 to $2, I need to make twice as much money. When the price of gas goes from $2 to $4, I got to make twice as much money again. And if I'm working for some guy and he's going to send my job over to India, well, that ain't the way to make money. Come on, kids, you know, Bert and Ernie, let's wake up. So the average family with $100,000 in income is in the top 5% of income earners. So at the top of your page over here, put down $100,000, okay, $100,000. And then just draw a little line over here, equals, you know, two lines make equals top 5%. Now, there's 300 million people that live in the United States. 15 million people make $100,000 a year or more. Warren Buffett makes $100,000 a year or more. Bill Gates makes more than $100,000 a year. All right? Now, what you and I need to do is to get into that top 5% of income earners. That's where we want to go. Can you do that driving truck for Prime Incorporated? If you can, stay right there. Okay? I don't think you can. Now, carpenters, plumbers, electricians. Now, some of you guys can do this. You're dentists and doctors and lawyers and so on, and you can make $100,000 a year. Now, when you make $100,000 a year, it puts you into the top tax brackets. And so now you got to pay 15.3%. Now, this is your self-employment tax. This is why I advise stay out of employment. Now, sometimes people say, well, what are you, Mr. Gordon? Aren't you self-employed? No, I'm not. I'm not employed. I'm not self-employed. I'm not employed at all. Employment's a legal term, and it generates income. God, I want to avoid income like AIDS, herpes, and VD. When somebody comes to me and says, Mr. Gordon, would you like this deal? No. Get away from me with that income. And that's because income generates income tax. And the more income you make, the more income tax you got to pay. And that's why they sent you to college, Bob. They sent you to college so that you could become a professional and make 100, 200, 300, 400,000 years. Remember this doctor lady I'm telling you about? They want her to make 100 an hour. Listen, your government couldn't want more than for this doctor to make $200 an hour. Because the more money that doctor makes, the more money the government bureaucrat makes. That's how simple that is. So they send you to college so you can become a professional. Now the professional goes out and charges big fees to people for needed services, like healthcare services. Why do you people need healthcare services? Well, because you eat pickled pig's feet. And then in these bad foods, you know, like white sugar and white flour and pickled pig's feet, that makes you sick, gives you pain. And the doctor has opium, heroin, cocaine, painkillers. They can get rid of the pain for you. And when you're hurting real bad, you'll pay them whatever the hell they ask. So the doctor makes all this money, and then the government comes in and taxes it away from them. So the doctor is a cash cow working for the politician, working for the bureaucracy. See how that works? And we have this pecking order. All right, now, the higher up the pecking order you go, the more money you make, the better you live. You know, some of us drive Chevrolets and some of us drive Lexus. Well, I'm one of the Chevy drivers. See? And so I'm down here driving my Chevy. But, you know, I want to live the $100,000 lifestyle. And so right away somebody says, well, you got to get out and make more money. Hell, if I go out and make more money, I got to pay more tax. No. I want to make less and less money. And that's worth more and more. So I want to work for gold and silver. Remember I told you, thou shalt not steal. You shall not have an unjust weight or balance in your bag. That's the Ten Commandments model. Deal in gold and silver. More and more money. Get a bigger, better credit card. Get a job that pays $20 an hour, $30 an hour, $50 an hour, $100 an hour. So you can pay more income tax, more Social Security. So you can buy more stocks and more bonds and lose your money faster. So it's just a business model. The Ten Planks model says make more and more of those cheap Federal Reserve note fiat currency dollars, more and more worthless paper. That's the business model. The Ten Commandments business model is no, make less and less dollars, but make your dollars in gold coin, which is worth more and more, which buys more and more. All right, so let me show you how this works. Let's suppose that you're making $100,000, you're in the top 5% of income earners. This family is made up of college-educated professionals such as doctors, dentists, lawyers, insurance brokers, and real estate brokers, people like that. On average, these people live in one $237,000 house, and they drive at least one $40,000 car, although they own and maintain an average of three cars. So people with $100,000 in income have three cars. One of them is a $40,000 car. And this is about 10 years ago. So now you know that, you know, he's driving a Lexus, and he's probably got a couple more. And their expenses on average are as follows. Their income taxes, state, federal, city, and so on, is 20% federal, 3% state, and then 1% city, for a total of 24%. So 24,000 of it goes out in income taxes. Their property taxes are about $3,000 a year, 3%. House payments are $1,711 a month with interest. That's 20%. Their utilities, the telephone, gas, water, electric, and so on, garbage, is 3%, $3,000 a year. Their insurance, their life insurance, health insurance, fire insurance, auto and home insurance, is 6%. Their entertainment includes eating out at restaurants and McDonald's and so on, is 5%. Then their groceries in their upscale household is 7%. So they're spending 12% on food, eating out and eating in. Now their interest payments on their credit cards, automobile, and other finance charges, but not the interest on their house. Remember, that's already figured into their $1,711 a month. But all the rest of their interest charges is 15%. So if you add up 24, 3, 23, 6, 5, 7, and 15, that's 83%. So 83% of what this guy makes, he ain't making $100,000 a year. Hell, this guy's got a degree after his name. He's been to college. I mean, you know, he's at the top of his American dream. He's got a home in the suburbs. He's a real estate broker. Just doing his thing in life, having a great time. Okay, well, at the end of the year, he's got $17,000 of what I call mad money. $17,000. He can just blow it any way he wants. And go to Disneyland. And go out and make a down payment on a new Lexus. He can just, you know, whatever he wants. So his net after-tax disposable income is $17,000. All right, now, there's an opposite to that. In the book of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, it mandates a lifestyle somewhat different but parallel to the American dream. In other words, I'm going to practice the Ten Commandments, and I do. And so this is mine. This is little Georgie Gordon here. So all you IRS agents out there, get your pencil sharpened on both ends. I'm going to make my confession right here on the air. So let me tell you how this game's played. I don't want $100,000 a year. I don't want to let, no. Here's what I want. I want to make about $16,000 a year in gold coin. Because now that I'm 65 years old, I think that's the limit. Now, isn't that right? Write me and tell me if that isn't right. But something like $18,000 a year. Tax-free. I don't even have to file a tax return. Old men don't have to file tax returns when they make $18,000 a year. Did you know that? So I want to make 16,000 gold dollars. Can you spell gold, boys and girls? G-O-L-D. Can you say 16,000 gold dollars, boys and girls? That's what I want. I don't want $100,000 in worthless Federal Reserve notes. I want 16,000 gold dollars. I want to go back to those 1945 $1.75 an hour 10 cent ice cream cones. That's what I'm looking for. Then I don't give a damn if gasoline's $7 a gallon. Give me $16,000 a year, boys and girls, in gold coin. And I care not where the price of gasoline goes. That's kind of a paraphrase from old Mayor Rothschild. He said, you give me the power to coin money or make money, and I care not who makes the laws. Remember that? Now, that is there's the world's number one communist right there, old Mayor Rothschild. And he went out here and he sold that to us, and we went out and bought it. All right, now let me give you the opposite to that here, and then I'll show you how this works. Here's Moses. You know, he comes down there, and he says, now listen, don't use usury and interest. Don't buy stocks and bonds. Don't have income. You practice the Ten Commandments. You obey me and keep my commandments, and I'll make you filthy rich. Now, this is God talking through Moses. All right. Now, I have to pay tithes and holy day offerings. Now, you people have probably never heard of a tithe or a holy, H-O-L-Y, that's holy day offering. See, instead of paying income tax, I've got to pay a tax too. The difference between communism and the Ten Commandments is we both pay taxes, but they're a little different. There's a difference between these taxes. You communists are now paying in the United States 42% income tax at the top bracket plus 15.3% for Social Security. I'm going to add that up. That's 4, 5, and 2 is 7. 4 and 1 is 5. And that's 57.3%. So you go out here and you make $1 million a year, see? But then you got this 42% income tax at the top bracket. But their income tax, the state, federal, and city, is 24%. See, because they've got good accountants and they can get that tax down a little bit because, see, they can take off things like the interest payments that they're paying on their houses. See, that's what you people want. You want to take the interest payment. Hell, I don't have any interest payments on my house because I own it free and clear. So I don't get that tax deduction, which is another good reason why I don't want any income. Here's a guy paying over 50%. I mean, you know, you rich guys out here, hell, you're paying half of it in tax. So we want to avoid that. So I got to pay tithe and holy day offerings. Okay, well, that equals 15%. So while you're paying 57%, I'm paying 15, okay? That's why I contend that the Ten Commandments model is a better model to follow, because that leaves 42% more in my pocket. Now, you know, many of you people are just damn prejudiced against God, and you're sitting there saying, before I pay some damn God 15%, I will pay 57% in taxes. Well, okay, go do it. I mean, people hate God to such a degree that they absolutely will not pay that 10% tithe. That's tithe, 10%. Okay, they didn't want to do that. Then you got religious people over here. They'll pay the 57% tax and the 10% tithe to their church. Well, God, that'd be 67%. Well, you owe these gods, you know, the gods of the United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, so on. You owe these gods money. I don't deny it. But you don't owe all of these gods money. I mean, you just owe one god or the other, because the God of the Bible says you can't serve two masters. You can't serve the United States and God. You can serve the Creator or you can serve the United States, but you can't do both. That's in Matthew 6:24. I didn't write that. I'm just a reporter. I'm just going to tell you that. He says you can't serve both of us. So if you want to serve George Bush in the United States, get with it. All right. So now that's quite a little difference right there, isn't it? Okay. That's just one, though. Now, property taxes on, see, I got about 240 acres here. Now, my property taxes here are about $600 a year, $600. I had an airline pilot one time. I was down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He took me over to his American Dream house. It was a three-bedroom house. Well, I described this for a three-bedroom house, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, upscale neighborhood, swimming pool in the backyard. Now, I got a pond over here. It's about a third of an acre, and you could swim in the pond. Doesn't have any chlorine in it. I mean, there's no chlorine, no filters. Got a couple of snapping turtles and a bunch of fish and a dock to jump off of. If you want to swim, I got a swimming pool, too. And this guy's got a swimming pool. I don't have a swimming pool. And he's got this house. Now, I don't know how big this guy's house is. And I didn't go through a measure of the house, but just looking at it, and I'm an old-timey general contractor, three-bedroom house. I'm going to say it's got 2,000 square feet in it. You know, comfortable-looking house, but nothing to brag about. 2,000 square foot house. You know what this guy's tax bill is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Hell, this is 10, 15 years back. $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. American dream, living in Fort Lauderdale. Boys and girls, I don't live in Fort Lauderdale. I live in Isabella, Missouri, which is 65 miles northwest of Dogpatch, Arkansas. But hey, you know, listen, for the difference between $600 a year and $12,000 a year is $11,400 more in my pocket than that airline pilot has in his pocket. Now, my house is 6,000 square feet. I'll tell you how big my house is, 6,000 square feet. Got that? My taxes are $600 a year. Now, I'm not sure I could afford to live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I probably don't make enough money. And probably the people in Fort Lauderdale would not want poor white trash like me living next door to them. And so it's probably mutually beneficial that I live in the Ozarks and they live in Fort Lauderdale. But just for the rest of us truck drivers and bottom feeders out here, I just thought I'd point out there's other places to live in this country beside Fort Lauderdale in Miami and North Beach in San Francisco. Have you considered maybe moving? Can you say moving, boys and girls? Hey, before we get into this hot and heavy now, let me give you a reminder here for the FCC around the world and all you various countries and all you bureaucrats around the world that I'm complying with all the laws here. You are listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 112 countries daily, worldwide over the internet and radio. Now, if you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy, procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from a scriptural perspective. Now, that's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can all be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Remember, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the law school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that those authors or publications that we endorse are going to endorse and reciprocate with us, because that isn't true. So you should keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour and editorial review, they may be hostile. They could be political. They may be religious. They may be economic. They could be sectarian. They can be racial, or they can be ethnic partisans. And their viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by us here at the Law Hour and editorial review either. All right, now the last item here, I need to remind you that these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear in this program are mine and mine alone. So please do not blame radio stations and station executives and people like that. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and the views and the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. They're innocent. They didn't do it. But if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're trying to figure out here what are we going to do here. We got these big, humongous economic problems. Houses being foreclosed on. The tip of the iceberg is all we're seeing so far. We've got 18% money expansion, 12, 13% inflation running right now, 15% by the end of the year, 18% over the next 18 months. Millions of houses being foreclosed on, jobs being outsourced and offshored. I mean, you know, we Americans here, you know, we got a big set of problems over here. People are calling the law school. They need solutions. They need problems. I mean, they need answers to their problems. Now, what I want to do is I want to breach to you the good news. The bad news was I gave to you last week. I said, God, here's the problems. Now, there's some good news over here. The good news is you can make $100,000 a year, and it'll take you 36 months to get to that point. But we got to get you to zero COD first. I got to get you to a place where you're debt-free. Get you out of debt. With no money in the bank, debt-free, COD. I mean, everything you buy comes cash on delivery. All right, at that point, you're 36 months away from making $100,000 a year. All right. Now, I went through the tithes and holy day offerings, and I showed you that the difference between 15% in tithes and holy day offerings and 57% or whatever you're paying, you know, just figure out, How much are you paying in Social Security? It's 16.1%. 15.3% if you're self-employed, plus your income tax. Hell, you know, just ask yourself, well, you know, are you so hard-headed that you'd rather pay George Bush than you would to pay the creator of the universe? I don't know. It's your choice. It's your call. All right, now, my property taxes, I pointed out, are $600 a year. Now, I don't know what your property taxes are. I told you about this airline pilot. How much are your property taxes where you live? Mine's $600 on 240 acres. And then I got a 6,000 square foot house on. Now, granted, I don't have a, you know, a real swimming pool. I just have a big pond out in the front, 15 feet deep in the middle and 5 feet on the edges, you know. So now, you know, if you want a real swimming pool, you know, then you're going to have to call the real swimming pool company. And if you want a real house, you know, in the suburbs, I guess you got to move to a real city. All right, now house payments. I live free and clear. I don't pay house payments. I don't have a mortgage. I don't pay usury and interest. I don't practice that plank to the Communist Manifesto. And I do practice thou shalt not steal. So I don't have any house payments and I'm free and clear. So I pay 0%. Now remember, your house payments are 20%. That's 20% of your income is going to house payments. Some people are paying 30% and 50% of everything that they create and produce is going to their house payments. Mine is zero. Zero. And you should be living in your own home. You should be living in a house that is free and clear with no payments. Well, if you were practicing the Ten Commandments, that's where you would be, because that's the model. Mortgages with usury and interest come from the Communist Manifesto. That didn't come from the Ten Commandments. That's the difference in the business model. Car payments. I don't have any car payments. Let's see, if I got three cars, let's see, I got the Suburban. I got my old Chevy. I got a 1988 Chevrolet diesel pickup. And then I got another pickup out here. It's about a 1984 or 5. I forget now. A guy from St. Louis gave it to me. Contractor over there. And I forgot what year it is. It's an old one. But it's a goodie. It's an oldie but a goodie. God, it runs good. And I got three vehicles. But I don't have any $40,000. I don't drive a Lexus or a Cadillac or anything like that. I don't have anything like that. So, you know, I don't live as well as my city cousin. I don't have a Lexus. But I got a 10-year-old car, 9-year-old Suburban, and I got a 20-year-old pickup, and I got a 25-year-old pickup, and they run good. Oh, God, they just run like clocks. Run good. Take me to the store. Take me to the feed store. Take me into the courthouse, you know. All right, so I'm making zero payments. Now, remember, if you're an average $100,000 a year man, let's see, what are our car payments over here? House payments, 20%. 15% interest payments on credit cards, auto, and other finance charges, excluding interest on the mortgage, is 15%. 15. I'm not paying anything there. All right, now groceries for subsistence farmers. See, I live out here on the farm. And I have some cows, and I milk my cows, and I got milk. And listen, I got to tell you a story here. I got company coming over the 4th of July weekend. I got a granddaughter coming, son-in-law, and, you know, a bunch of people coming. And my wife said, oh, my God, we've got to have cream. So I skimmed off the cream. I got a gallon. In my refrigerator, I have 1 gallon of whipping cream. Do you know what that whipping cream costs in the store? Well, it was $2.40 for one cup. How many cups are in a gallon? Oh, my God. Wait till I take my shoes off here so I can count this up. Isn't there something like a 2 cups and a pint and 4 cups and a quart and 4 quarts and a gallon? And that's 16 pints times $2.50. Well, that's 8 times 5. Ain't that $40? Jesus, I got $40 worth of whipping cream in my refrigerator. Now, that's the way we measure wealth out here on the farm. Well, how many cows you got there, partner? How many acres have you got? How many sheep? Yeah, we kind of measure it. And, you know, how much milk have you got in the refrigerator? Now, I got one shelf in the refrigerator, and it holds 8 gallons of milk. And I rotate that 8 gallons of milk around in there, and then I got 1 gallon of cream. So I got 7 gallons of milk and 1 gallon of cream. Now, I'm not telling you this because I'm going to brag it up. I want to draw a distinction here between living in the country and living in the city. You people in the city, maybe you see 2, 3, 4 cups of whipping cream in a year at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, I ordinarily carry in my refrigerator 1 gallon of cream. I ran out. We didn't have any cream. And she says, oh, my God, there's no cream. So I took 4 gallons and I skimmed it off. That was a half a gallon of cream. And then yesterday I got 4 gallons. I got 3 cows milking over here, you know, and calves sucking on them. And they give me a little leftover. So I get about 4 gallons a day. 4 gallons of milk a day gives me a half a gallon of whipping cream. Jesus, that's 20 gallons of cream a day. I get 20 gallons of cream. You know what I do with all the excess cream? I feed it to the chickens. My chickens live better than most of you people in the city. And that's practicing the Ten Commandments. I think everybody should have a milk cow or two. I think everybody ought to have a few acres. I think everybody ought to have a garden. I don't pay anything for food. And I'm watching Katie Couric and Brian Williams, and they're interviewing these people, and they're waiting until the first of the month to get their food stamps so they can go to the grocery stores and go shopping. And they ain't buying whipping cream. They're buying macaroni and cheese, the cheap crap that gives them cancer and heart disease, for which they need health insurance. Thank God for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. You know, as soon as you elect them, they're going to give you health insurance. Well, you're going to need it, eating the crap that you people are eating out of the grocery store. And by the way, I don't have any health insurance. Did you know that? I don't have any insurance at all. In fact, that's number 9 on my list. I got 0 down here. I pay 0 for insurance. 0. 0 for insurance. Somebody's going to say, how in the hell can you drive a car without insurance? It's called a property bond, Bob. Property bond, Bob. Did you know that there's other ways to skin a cat? You don't need auto insurance, but you got to have financial responsibility. It's called a property bond. If you got a house, you got property. If you got property, you can make a bond. If you can make a bond, then they'll cover your insurance and saves you the insurance premiums. I had a guy in here from New Jersey. He had a wife and 3 teenage daughters. And $7,000 a year for auto insurance. $7,000 a year, New Jersey, auto insurance. How much is your auto insurance? Mine is 0. How much is your life insurance? Mine is 0. How much is your health insurance? Most people are paying $10,000-$12,000 a year. Mine's 0. I pay 0 for insurance. I practice the Ten Commandments. I don't practice communism. Oh my God, I used to pay 6% of my income in insurance too, when I was a communist. But the communism didn't pay me very well, so I said, hell, that's a dead letter issue. So now let's try this one again. Tithes and holy day offerings cost me 15%. Property taxes on 240 acres is 1.5%. My house payments are 0, I'm free and clear. My car payments are 0, I'm free and clear. And I've got 3 units. My groceries for a subsistence farmer is 0. My utilities now are a little pricey. 24% of my income goes to utilities. Yeah, and boy, that'll choke you. My utilities are $800 a month, $9,600 a year, 24%. Interest payments, 0. Entertainment, Sabbaths and holy days, 10%. And see, I have a tithe that I pay called second tithe. First tithe, then there's second tithe. Takes 10% of everything I create and produce goes into a coffee camp. I don't have any bank accounts. Yeah, it's true. I don't have a checking account, savings account, credit card. I don't have any connections with the banks at all. And if you've heard me talk about privacy and privacy issues, listen, if you want to have privacy, you can't be writing it down, passing it off to people. Now, out here in the country, fixed expenses, that is the telephone, electric, water, gas, and property taxes, are higher than my city cousin. The difference is I pay $9,600 versus $6,000 in Hartford, Connecticut. However, my pay cash, no interest lifestyle allows me to live in a 6,000-foot house, drive 3 vehicles, although none of them are $40,000. Hell, all 3 of mine together, I don't think, would make $10,000. I eat better than my city cousin. Well, I eat more cream, drink more milk, and eat more beef than you do. And stand up with $17,000 in disposable income. I have to earn $40,000 Federal Reserve note dollars a year to live the equivalent of the $100,000 lifestyle. End up with $17,000 so I can go to Disneyland and squander my money. I don't have to make $100,000. I only need to make $40,000 to live as good as you do in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, but wait a minute. I got a better scam than that. Listen to this. Last year, I think I made less than $8,000. $8,000. But I made it in gold coin. All right, now get a clean piece of paper out here, Bob. Clean piece of paper. Now put your name at the top and put the date on there. I'm going to give you a little test here. Do you know how much gold's selling for right now? Well, yesterday it topped $900. It was 9.25 yesterday, as I speak. Hit 946 the other day and then dropped off a little bit. But it's about $925. So I'm just going to round this off to $900, okay? Give you the benefit of the doubt here, give you a little money here to pay seniage and interest, commissions and stuff like that. The other day, a guy came in here and he bought a school, and it was 4.5 ounces. You got this down here? Write this down. 4.5 ounces. A 1 ounce gold coin is marked $50, and it comes under Title 31. Write this down so you can look it up in the U.S. Code. U.S. Code, Title 31, Section 5102 through 5112. And that's the gold statutes. And then this $50 gold piece is worth $50. That's what it's counted at. And this guy sent me 4.5 of them, so I got $225. $225. That was a class. Now, sometimes people, they get really indignant, and they say, oh my God, you charge too much. I don't know if I charge too much or not. If I charge too much, you should go to the University of California. You should go to Harvard. You should go to the University of Missouri. I don't know. The tuition here at this law school is 4.5 ounces of gold. Okay, $225 in gold coin. See, we deal in just weights and measures here. We practice Leviticus 19, 35, and 36 and Deuteronomy 25, 13 through 16. We don't use checks, credit cards. You know, we don't have gold cards here. We just have gold coin. Now, the students that come here that deal in gold and silver have never complained to me about the price. People who deal in Federal Reserve notes gasp when they say, well, what's the tuition? And I say, well, the tuition here is 4.5 ounces of gold for a one-week class. And they say, well, how much is that? Well, let's try it out. If you've got $900 gold and you've got 4.5, well, isn't that, let's see, 4 nines is 36. And then half of 9 is 450. And that's at the I think that's 36 and 450, isn't that $4,050? And they gasp and they go, oh, it sounds like Judy Hartson, you know, about to go to Mr. Whip. They gasp, they go, oh. Take a deep breath and they say, oh my God, that's too much money. I say, well, it's $225. And they say, but that's 4,000. Yeah, when you're working for Federal Reserve note worthless paper money, it's 4,050 worthless paper dollars, which are worth 2 cents on the dollar. Yeah, that, I don't deny it. And you people are taking it in the shorts, dealing in paper. But hell, I didn't make you deal in paper. You did it voluntarily. You're the one that took the job at Lockheed. You're the one that agreed to work for the hospital for $100 an hour, Doc. You're the one that practices unjust weights and balances, not me. Hell, all I'm asking is $225 in gold coin. Face value. All right, now let me show you how that works out. If you take $225 in face value, that's 4.5 ounces of gold, and let's just extrapolate that out, and we just do a little arithmetic here. If you were to divide that $50 into $8,000, which is about, I think it's $8,400, something like that, is the minimum filing requirement for most of you people out there. $8,400, $16,000 or $18,000 for us old guys, you know, but if you're just a normal Joe Sixpack, you get $8,000 before you have to report any income. So if you were to work for gold coin and you got paid 168 ounces, my God, that's $200,000. 200,000 Federal Reserve note dollars. Hell, I said if you made 100,000 a year, you'd be in the top 5% of income earners. Well, can you see that if you were to deal in gold coin, that instead of making 100,000 a year, why don't you bring your income down to about 8,000? That way you wouldn't owe any income tax, and you would be dealing in just weights and balances. And remember this, the income tax is on unjust weights and balances. The income tax is on Federal Reserve note dollars. The income tax is the penalty that you pay for your criminal behavior. Remember, your creator told you not to use unjust weights and balances. He said, thou shalt not steal. You're the one that came up with the idea, I'm going to cut a fat hog in the back, work at Lockheed, pinch the girls on the butt at the water cooler, and not work in air-conditioned luxury on top of it. That was your idea, Bob, not mine. You didn't get that from God. He told you by the sweat of your brow, shall you eat your bread? And you said, oh, no, no, I'm going to go to college and get a college degree, and I'm going to live in air-conditioned luxury, making Federal Reserve note dollars. But by God, I ain't paying that tithe. Well, okay. Now listen, I'm going to give you a little lesson here in tithing. And this God over here, you know, that talks about tithing, says, give me 10%. Give me 10%. And then here's what I'm going to do for you, Bob. In verse 8, this is Malachi 3, verse 8. And this is what caught my attention. I looked at this years ago and I said, wow, that sounds like a hell of a deal. This doesn't have anything to do with religion. Hell, your preacher couldn't find this in the Bible with both hands on a roadmap. He teaches communism. He teaches you to pay your income tax. That's what you get out of your Christian preacher. Pay your income tax. Hell, there's no money in income tax. If there was, you wouldn't be standing in line getting food stamps for crying out loud, Bob. Would you? Listen to this. He says, will a man rob God? That's quite a question. Will you rob God? The answer is yeah. 300 million Americans are out here robbing God every day. I'll be damned if I'll pay 10% to God. Well, okay. Don't. Pay George Bush 42%. Pay Social Security 15%. I don't care. Just get off my back. He asks the question. He says, will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me, he says. But you say, well, wherein have we robbed you, God? And the answer is, in tithes and offerings. And you are cursed with a curse because you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Eternal of Hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, and neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Eternal. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says the Eternal of Hosts. All right, so now you people in America, let me ask you this. How much tithe did you pay last year? How many dollars did you give God in gold coin in holy day offerings? Oh, you put Federal Reserve notes into the offering plate. I didn't ask you that, Bob. I said, tithe and offering in gold coin. This God deals in just weights and balances. I don't know about your God. Your God probably pays income tax and tells you to obey George Bush. This God here tells you not to practice the laws of the IRS, income tax, Social Security. Don't practice unjust weights and balances. Don't pay usury and interest. Don't have a mortgage on your house. Be free and clear, own a cow, and have a gallon of cream in your refrigerator. That's the way this God lives. Hell, I ain't standing in line waiting for somebody to give me some food handout. I feed my cream to the chickens. You know, when we don't use that gallon of cream, it goes sour. And so I take it out and feed it to the chickens, and I skim more off. And I try to keep about a gallon of cream in the refrigerator for the wife, so that she'll have it for whipped cream and making creamed peas, and, you know, she uses it in cooking. Hell, everybody in America should have a gallon of cream in their refrigerator. And the reason that you don't is because you practice communism and you won't pay this tithe. There's a different business model available out here, boys and girls. The solution to our poverty, the solution to the curses in Iowa with floodwaters in your living room and drought and fire in California, is to pay your tithe, practice the Ten Commandments, and tell your government to go to hell with the Ten Commandments, or the Ten Planks to the Communist Manifesto. I mean, after all, they told you to go to hell with the Ten Commandments. That's why I say, tell them it's time for them to go to hell with their Ten Planks. And let's start living and making some money. Well, there it is, kids. I'm out of time again. Let me give you a final reminder here that you've been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard in 112 countries plus daily, worldwide, over the internet and radio. If you'd like more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals by pre-arrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact desk, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All of these programs are archived on the internet by title and date for your listening convenience. Time's up. I've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.